Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Before and during the journey. The following guideline applies to all road users. Conduct yourself in traffic in a way that will not endanger or obstruct yourself or other road users. Special care should be taken around children, frail, and old people. You should also be careful if there are signs that a road user is not behaving correctly or is about to do something wrong. Learning objective of this section. If you are driving a vehicle, then you assume responsibility. The most important question before the journey is whether you are capable of driving and if your vehicle is roadworthy or not. Guidance to making this decision is presented below. Time needed, 30 minutes. Driver preparation. One of the most important points when preparing for a journey is to know when you should not drive.
Am I fit?
You should ask yourself this question before every journey. But what does fit mean exactly? This will be discussed below.
Health.
If you are sick or have taken medication, then your ability to drive could be reduced. In certain cases, this can mean that you are not fit enough to sit behind the wheel.
Alcohol and drugs.
If you have recently consumed alcohol or drugs, then you must not drive. This would endanger your own life and the lives of others. Do not drink and drive.
Tiredness.
Driving is tiring. Regular breaks should be taken on long journeys at least every 2 hours. Rest yourself before long journeys. Tiredness reduces your judgment and your ability to react. Tiredness is a common cause of accidents. The only effective means to fight tiredness is sleep.
Stress.
Always plan to arrive at your destination in good time. You should not become stressed when driving. It is especially dangerous to drive when pressed for time.
Attitude to risk.
An American study found a correlation between risk-taking propensity and accident frequency. According to the study, a car driver that takes risks is in more danger of being in an accident or even causing an accident than a bad driver. In other words, the most dangerous drivers are new drivers who overestimate their driving skills. They hardly have any or not enough experience. Risk takers do not belong behind the wheel.
Emotions.
An upset or an agitated driver is so absorbed in his emotions that he cannot properly detect dangers in time. Anger, depression, sadness, even exuberant joy, or relationship problems can negatively affect your ability to drive. You should not drive if you are excited or upset.
A night out.
Care should be taken after a night out. Flashing disco lights make your eyes tired. Loud music can impair your hearing. Darkness affects how far you can see. Oncoming headlights dazzle you. Lack of driving experience, e.g., cornering or night driving. When these factors add up and possibly alcohol was consumed, the consequences can be tragic.
Therefore,
spend several minutes in the fresh air before setting off. Do not get involved in racing. Keep appropriate distances to avoid rear-end collisions. Adjust speed, especially in corners. If in doubt, do not overtake. Never drive with alcohol in your blood.
Preparing the vehicle.
A well-maintained vehicle keeps its value, but at the same time is safer and more reliable. On top of this, the driver is responsible for the vehicle that he is driving, even if it does not belong to him. You must not take an unfit vehicle into traffic. Regular maintenance goes a long way to reducing the chance of breakdowns. Even if you are not a mechanic, you can carry out a few checks yourself with not much effort. Lights. Test the lights regularly. See and be seen is the motto. For that to work, all lights, dimmed headlights, brake lights, reverse lights, indicators must be in full working order. Test the front lights by switching through the individual positions: parking light, dimmed headlights, headlights. Also, turn on the rear lights. The brake lights can be checked without anyone helping you by reversing up to a wall or garage door. Turn the motor on and step on the brakes. You should be able to see the lights on the wall behind you. Keep the lights clean in winter, as otherwise, they may not be seen by other road users. It would be a good idea to carry a replacement bulb in certain European countries. This is required by law. On top of this, it is mandatory to drive during the day with lights on. You have two choices: dimmed headlights or daytime running lights. Driving with dimmed headlights. If your vehicle does not have daytime running lights, you are allowed to drive with conventional dimmed headlights. Either the lights will automatically be turned on with the motor, or you must manually turn them on. Daytime running lights. These are additional lights that can be easily seen without dazzling other road users, as they are weaker than dimmed headlights. They use less energy because neither the rear lights nor the dashboard lights are on at the same time. Tires. Regularly check your tires. The profile depth must be at least 1.6 mm across the whole width. The tire should wear equally. If this is not the case, there can be many reasons for it. Tire pressure, defective suspension, and imbalanced or misaligned wheels. If something is not correct, you should not delay in finding a garage because the driving safety can be impaired. Water and oil. For a motorist, it is vital that the oil and water levels are correct. Driving with too little oil or too much or not enough coolant can damage the motor. In winter, enough antifreeze should be added to the coolant. Let a garage check the coolant to see if it is suitable for winter. Also, do not forget to check and fill up the screen wash. If you discover during a journey that the motor is overheated, stop as soon as possible. Let the motor run with a low RPM until the coolant temperature normalizes. Under no circumstances should you put cold water in an overheated cooler. Windows and mirrors. Keep your windows and mirrors clean. Dirty windows reduce visibility, especially at night, in rain or fog. Replace worn out or damaged windscreen wipers immediately. Pay attention, especially in winter, that the windows and mirrors offer a clear enough view. Load. In general, every load inside or outside the vehicle must be secured from moving in every direction. 80% of the load towards the front, 50% to the back and each side, and 100% on top. If a bicycle or other large object is being transported, care should be taken that the number plate is not covered and that the load cannot move. The number plate must always be legible. Roof load. If there is no maximum roof load in the vehicle's manual, then the general maximum weight of 50 kg should be followed, since the higher center of gravity has more of an effect in corners and uses more fuel.
Safety equipment. Safety belt. Wearing a safety belt is a sensible law, as it can save your life. An example of the forces in question. If you drive at 30 km per hour against a wall, then you must be strong enough to restrain yourself against the steering wheel. At this speed, you would need to be capable of lifting a 500 kg weight. As this is unlikely, you would be badly injured in the crash. Therefore, it is better to wear a seatbelt. Driving with children. Children up to 12 years old or 150 cm must sit on seats next to or behind the driver and be secured with a child restraint device. Since the beginning of 2014, child seats or simple booster seats that comply with ECE Regulation No. 44 are also considered approved restraint systems. In vehicles fitted with airbags, child seats are not allowed to be installed on the front passenger seat. Concerning this, it is best to follow the recommendations of the vehicle manufacturer.
Warning lights. An illuminated warning light on a car should be taken seriously. If the ABS warning light comes on, for example, this means that there is a fault in the anti-lock braking system and it possibly no longer works correctly. The brakes may still function, but under heavy braking, the wheels could lock, preventing effective steering. ABS ensures better steering and stability under braking. the control light with the motor symbol indicates that there appears to be a problem with the motor. It is possible to continue driving, but in both cases, the fault should be repaired as soon as possible.
Headrest.
A correctly adjusted headrest must be at the same height as the back of the head and as close to it as possible. Incorrectly adjusted headrests, for example, too far away from the back of the head or too deep, for example, at neck height, can cause injury or whiplash in the event of a collision. Passengers. You are responsible for the safety of your passengers. Especially new drivers allow themselves to take unnecessary risks in order to impress others. Do not be tempted by this. Impress by driving responsibly. Even the danger of being distracted by passengers is large. You cannot afford to allow yourself to be distracted. The traffic demands your entire attention to protect yourself, to protect your passengers, and to protect other road users.